This is Colorado Springs with Kevin James Bond. I am a real estate agent who talks about Colorado Springs, real estate, city news, and my favorite spots. Come along.
It is mid-March, and I am in Black Forest right now. I just finished showing a property here. It was on 5 acres, had a couple horses on it. Four level, so like a tri-level with a basement, but very open layout, surprisingly, for a tri-level. So it was, surprisingly, you know, an interesting and a nice house. And the horses are so cute. I didn't get in the pen to pet them or anything, but just to see them from afar, they were fun looking. So, where there are still patches of snow here and there up in Black Forest where I would expect there to be more snow. It's just colder here. It's windier. There are trees to kind of help break the wind here because it's in Black Forest, but it is, it just gets colder here because of all the trees. There's not as much sun that just soaks into the earth. So there's little patches of snow and ice here and there, even though throughout the city, for the most part, it's all melted. So there's just different, like, Monument's going to be that way too. Up in the mountains, it's going to be that way. And I'm hearing there's a storm coming, but, you know, I hear that a lot. There's a storm coming. There was a storm coming. It was supposed to be coming last week, and what did we get? Nothing. But to be fair, there have been plenty of like, oh, there's a storm coming, and then it come, you know, there's a storm that actually hits. So right now, though, it is great. It is just 30 degrees outside. It's sunny. It's just cold. So depending on where you are in Black Forest, you can have plots and pieces of land and, you know, homes for sale that are on that have a bunch of trees on them that are treed with the pine trees, or they just have nothing, or it could be somewhere in between. There's a lot of prairie land, flat land out here in and among the forest, so each lot is a little different. One of the community things that I really love about Black Forest is their farmers market. I don't know how many years they've been hosting it now, but we went to last year's market, and they're starting it up again. I think they actually started this weekend. So every year they just have a bunch of local people, farmers, get together and sell their produce, meat, fresh butter, peaches, honey, mushrooms, like different kinds of mushrooms too. I'm trying to think of what else they've got, but I think there's sausages too, bread, cheese. There's all kinds of fun stuff that you can get there, and it's made here locally, and so I note the higher quality that it is. And you don't have to live in Black Forest in order to go to this market. You just go. It's public. Find a place to park. But I have not been to a lot of farmers markets, but I do know that this one is good. I like this one. I'm sure other farmers markets are good too, and I'm sure a lot of the same people who are at the Black Forest farmers market are also at the other ones. So you'll likely run into a lot of the same people. But when you can go to a farmer's market, yes, absolutely. You know, the prices are not actually going to be that much more compared to what you're going to be paying for in the store. Black Forest had its own fire in 2013, I believe it was, year after Waldo Canyon fire, and it tore through some of the forest here, so that you'll see parts of it that have just, you know, the trees are just limbless. It's just twigs, you know, big fat twigs sticking up out of the ground of just owners who have not cleared any of that since then. But a lot of it is still, a lot of the forest is still here. It's still in great shape, hasn't been touched. But when you have a house out here in Black Forest, or in Monument or anywhere that you're going to have a lot of trees, you just want to make sure that that property has fire mitigation in all the ways that you can have that. So, you know, your roof, your deck, you know, just being mindful of and how close the trees are to your property. The closer they are, the higher your risk for that fire danger, and your insurance might go up too.
Hello, friend. Hello. What you doing over there? Yum yum, having some snacks. Hello, friends. Hello.
This is what Black Forest is looking like right now.
Nice and peaceful.
We are driving, or I'm driving right now, through the Kissing Camels subdivision. And this is, I'm on my way right now to just check out and take a quick look at the vacant lot that I have for sale up in here. It's in the Greens, which is a subdivision within Kissing Camels. And it's a nice little area. It backs up to the golf course up there. In Kissing Camels, the neighborhood is in the 80904 zip code. It's on the west side of Colorado Springs, west of I-25. So if you go west on Austin Bluffs, west of I-25, it'll turn into Garden of the Gods Road. Kissing Camels is just south of Garden of the Gods Road, and it's just north of Fillmore. So if you take either 30th down from Garden of the Gods, or you could take Centennial down, but it's nestled in between Mesa and Centennial. It's got great views of Pikes Peak and the range, and yeah, it's just a nice little gated community there. It's got a 24-hour security at the front entrance, which is just off of Mesa, and then you've got the Country Club and Spa, which is just across the street from the entrance there. But once you get inside, you'll go down Kissing Camels Drive, which is where this is right now, and then eventually you will come to an end on Hill Circle, and then we'll take Hill Circle left on up to get to the subdivision, the Greens. And so here we are at the edge, and there's fairways right there, which is another little subdivision in Kissing Camels. So now we're going up Hill Circle, and we'll go up there for a little bit until we hit Reserve Point, and then we'll take a right. So the Greens is the furthest north subdivision in Kissing Camels. And like I said, you've got the golf course up in there, which hugs the north end of it. You've also got the Glen Erie Reservoir, which is just west of the Greens. So nice views. The particular lot itself, I've had a few people ask me how the views are, like if it's got great Pikes Peak views. It's got Front Range views. It doesn't necessarily have views of the peak. The way the lot is situated, you're not necessarily going to get that. You do have some good views of the golf course, since it backs up right up against it. So there are a lot of ranch style homes here, just to keep the height level low so that people can appreciate the scenery that they're in. So yeah, a lot of ranches, but of course you're going to find a lot of two-story and multi-level homes in Kissing Camels as well. As far as the age range, really you're looking from at the subdivision started in the 50s by somebody that lived in Texas, and so they started Kissing Camels in the 50s, in the early 50s. So 1952, I believe, is when they first started building properties in there. But you'll see a lot more in the 60s is when a big chunk of homes there were built. But even continuing on, homes have continued to be built in
kissing camels from then on, and there's still homes that are still being built as of now, and there are still a few lots within a few subdivisions. So this is the actual lot that I have listed now. It's listed for $260,000. It's 7,524 square feet. This is another view of that same lot. So you can see the style of what homes here will look like. There's an architectural control committee, so there's some guidelines on how homes are to be built here. You can see this is the view here for the golf course. So this is right in your backyard. This is what you would be looking at here. And then these are the homes on either side of you. And then there's the front there. And there's a home on the other side there. This is the view from my daughter's dentist office. No real rhyme or reason, just gives you another viewpoint, I guess. It's on the east side of town. It's mid-March. It's mid-40s right now, early afternoon. And I am watering my yard because I want to get some extra water on this grass. It's been fairly dry. We've had a little bit of snowstorms here and there, but I actually haven't watered my lawn at all this year since we turned our I haven't watered at all, actually, since the winter season. So, now that it's almost spring, I've been seeing some greenery and little grass starting to sprout down over, like, in this area. So, it's starting to come back. This is mid-March sometime. I don't know, it all kind of blended together. You know, we had a day of snow like this, and the next day, it was gone. Like, it was so while it was happening, it was awful, but afterward, the next day, it was fine. This is my dog trying to eat his food. Oh, these chickens. This is on Dublin, and so this is just close by home. I'm probably going to the store or something here, I don't remember. This is just so you can see, this was an overcast day. It was pretty blah, you know, kind of cold. A little bit of snow here and there left over. Nothing bad. I mean, I think it was like 30s or... Yeah, I think it was like 30s out, maybe low 40s. Just a little bit of snow sticking on the grass, but really, there's absolutely nothing on the streets. There's no, you know, reason to be worried about driving. It's totally fine here. And that's the way it's been all March. There has not been anything that has been worrisome, you know, as far as driving. There have not been any big, you know, February we had some couple storms like that where, you know, for just a little bit the roads were a little eh. But, you know, March, it's really been clear. We've had some overcast cold days, you know, a little bit of snow, but we did have snow on St. Patrick's Day, as you saw. It was mild, though. Like I said, it came and went. And that's what I'm used to seeing here in Colorado Springs, is you get some snow, it does not stick around. And you can pretend you got a white Christmas for a little bit. We don't get snow on Christmas. We get snow on St. Patrick's Day, though. This is closer to my neighborhood. These are some little townhomes. Yeah, I haven't looked to see how much these townhomes are going for, or if any of them have sold recently. I'm gonna take a look at that now. And then this is my neck of the woods right here. And this is we're on Mont Arbor Street right now. And then you can see just the homes here that were built in the 80s and 90s. But anyway, there's some snow here on the ground. It's on the grass. You know, it really, nothing stuck to the street. Here's another shot of our chicken that's using, I just give them water through the dog bowl now, but they eat the kibble if he doesn't eat it, and he just sits there and leaves it all day sometimes, so they have a little snack. I don't want them to, though, because I have to eat their eggs.
So now it's noon, just hit noon, and most of the snow is melted, and yet it's still 25 degrees outside. And this is 6 p.m. We'll see what happens tonight. And just like that, it's St. Patrick's Day, and it's 3 p.m., and the snow is gone.
This is a little shopping center that's like 5 minutes south of where we live. So this is right off of, Union and Austin Bluffs. And there's a Big Lots, there's a Chipotle in here. Oh, look at that view of Pikes Peak. Right in the Big Lots parking lot. I guess that's the one perk of working at Big Lots is, at this Big Lots, is you get to see the Pikes Peak here. This is that corner right up there is where they sell kettle corn. And then they also sell Christmas trees out of this little front parking lot here, right before I'm returning.
Still March.
Yeah, there's like, look at that, no snow on the ground. It all melted.
Just Hey, look, are we on the video? Can you see us? So it's like March 22nd or 23rd, one of the two. And we're taking a nice little stroll to the local school park. I guess. I mean, I was just planning to do like a quick 5-10 minute walk just to get us out of the house so I could finish up this video. But this is March. I mean, this morning they told us we were going to have a crazy blustery day, like high wind advisory. So it was just so severe warning. And I look and it's supposed to be like 25 miles an hour wind. I'm like, are you kidding me? That's a warning. It's like 60 to 70 miles an hour is when I start thinking about bringing in my wind chimes. So yeah, 25, no. And now it's starting to rain. It's the first time we've had like rain this year. I guess it's the first time it's been warm enough to get it. It was really like just cold and foggy, like overcast all day yesterday. Now the sun's out. And a noisy crow, yes. So we're just doing a quick walk through the neighborhood. I guess we'll slide on the slides here for a little bit and then come back home. But this is March for you. Like, I'm taking this jacket off after I'm done filming this because it's pretty warm out, actually. I did not need to bring this at all. I just look cool now. It's nice to get out. The wind is enough to... It's warm and the wind is not too bad. If you have long hair, I mean, any wind sucks, I guess. It's your Colorado. Don't have long hair here. Or just stay indoors, because it's just windy. Don't get a convertible, and you will be fine. Look at that. I'm going to show you this view, too. You get to see just a bit of the neighborhood. So much better with the... Well, now it's not. Now it's awful. Now it's so windy. That's because I'm under this tree. That's why. So it's pretty good weather for, let's say, a light jacket. But for me, I'm doing really well right now in just a t-shirt. I'd say light jacket weather. The sun peeks in and out behind the clouds. So overall, I'm pretty happy with this March. Just... being able to be outside for quite a bit of it. There's some amount, you know, we had some days of snow and cold and wet and mud, but we're back to it being pretty dry now. There's plenty of scare headlines and all sorts of news coming out about Colorado Springs, I guess. I mean, not really. It's just, well, there was some news article about somebody that shot somebody else in Northeast Colorado Springs. I mean, it's just very isolated incident. We haven't had anything, you know, as far as a major incident or a crime incident, I guess I would say, since the Club Q shooting. Well, everybody that I know that, you know, at least in our neighborhood and anybody that I talk to, any of my friends and family and acquaintances, we're all just still living life, you know, all of the, you know, whatever national headlines or local headlines you hear about, for the most part, it hasn't affected normal life, and we just keep going on as normal. So it's a nice little March. here in Colorado Springs. I think I'll enjoy the rest of the month, and I'm hoping for an even nicer April. If you enjoy these videos that I make here about Colorado Springs, please click the like button, hit the subscribe if you want to see more videos like this. And if you're looking to buy or sell some property in the Colorado Springs area, I'm just going to leave my kid there, don't worry about her. I am a licensed real estate agent in the state of Colorado, and I'd love to help you with a property purchase or sale here. Thank you for watching. I hope you got a ton of value out of this video, and I'll see you in the next one. Yes, I still have my daughter. We're walking back home now. Say hello, Miriam.
Hello.
Thanks for listening. If you liked this podcast, please give it a like and a subscribe. Have a sunshine day.